Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 117 and got Ryland here.
If you guys can see in the background, that's if Ashton posts the video. See, I got more stuff in the background. You know, Ashton's lazy.
Yeah, takes time, a lot of time to post a 30-minute video on YouTube.
Takes like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But before this episode starts, join the Discord, because, yeah, it's been forever since you last got a member. I say it every single episode, still just don't join the Discord.
Yeah, so, I don't even know why we even still say it. What's the point?
What's the point of the Discord, actually?
Like, yeah, we'll just delete it. You guys will get zero merch, zero movies.
Yeah, zero giveaways. Screw you.
Yeah, screw you all if you're not going to join our Discord. All right. Startup. Echoes of Wisdom, at the time recording, released today, actually. And so we have...
Ashton, he's been playing for about 2 weeks now.
Yeah, I got early access. So, well, I mean, the Metacritic scores are early because this is based off of just a few Metacritic scores. I think it was like 20 or so.
It wasn't many. I've seen it wasn't much. Like,
but yeah, good.
The Metacritic store, it says it's hovering at about an 85, so that would be like an 8 out of 10, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
So yeah, an 8 out of 10 or an 85, which is good.
It is good. Kind of low for a Zelda game.
Yeah, because like Zelda games are normally like a 9 out of 10 to a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. But,
I mean, it's different, though. It's a different type
of game. It is.
It's not like a hack and slash type game, so don't expect it to do as good.
Right. Hold on. I was about to sneeze. I'm good. It's currently sitting at 86 on Metacritic. So, and that's with 80 positive and 5 mix right now. So, that's not bad. And there's 0 negative reviews so far. If you have a negative review towards this game, you're just a dumb person. I mean, I'm just going to tell you, you're stupid.
I haven't played. I've barely seen gameplay on it.
It's so good. It is so good.
Actually, I might get it.
I pre-ordered on GameStop. I haven't got my copy yet. Like I said, I got early access, you know, whatever. But
he's cool when he gets that early stuff.
Yeah, but since I have played it, I've played through the first 2 dungeons, working through my 3rd quest. Yeah. Main quest anyway. I'd give it a 90.
90?
I would give it a 90. 9 out of 10.
That's just so far, and you've only really gone through like the beginning of the game.
Completed the only thing. So, I mean, yeah, it's a different type of Zelda game. You play as Zelda, but at the same time, like we've seen in the trailer, so it's not really a spoiler. You have sword fighter mode you can do temporarily. So you basically have a sword, and then you get other abilities associated with the sword. Later on, I won't spoil those, but
so is a sword like
it's Link's sword?
Just has different. It's Link's sword.
It is Link's sword.
You have different abilities. It has like abilities with it.
So I'll just go ahead.
What do you mean?
I'll say spoilers. If you don't want to hear it, then skip ahead. You get the bow and bombs as well later on.
Oh.
But you just start out with the sword in sword fighter mode.
you get that like at the beginning whenever Link like
in the first dungeon.
It shows
in the trailer.
Yeah,
it's really good game. Like it really is. Like the Super Fighter mode's temporary, but you can upgrade it, and as you upgrade it, it'll last longer.
Yeah.
And the Echoes, they're really cool, and there's so many different. I think there's 127 of them.
I heard you and Colin talking about like beds and stuff. Like,
yeah, you can echo beds. Like
use like make it like bridges and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
out of a bed different stuff. And out of different
That's weird.
It's fun as crap though. Like just solving puzzles, however you come up with it. Like there's not one right way.
Yeah.
Like it's just however you decide to do it. So. It's really fun. 9 out of 10 for sure. 90. Not just because Zelda is my favorite franchise. Yes, it's a different take on Zelda, but I like what they've done with it.
You actually play as Zelda.
Yeah. It's really fun.
Yeah.
All right. We'll move on. Call of Duty, Black Ops 6. All the changes from coming to multiplayer since the beta.
I have a lot, so if you don't want to listen to about two paragraphs of this, then skip. But I have a lot here. Okay. So Activision has announced all the changes coming, you know, to Call of Duty Black Ops 6 multiplayer based on the feedback of the recent beta. So, you know, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, due out October 25th, has multiplayer, you know, developed by Treyarch with the campaign developed by Warzone developer Raven. So the campaign is developed by Raven. And they made, you know, like Call of Duty Ghost campaign and stuff like that. So that campaign is definitely going to be good.
Yeah, definitely.
But it says here, Treyarch outlined, you know, the various changes to multiplayer that will be made in time for, you know, Black Ops 6 release date. The developer also addressed the ongoing community, you know, debate about the size of the multiplayer games. After the beta, maps revolted around very small, often chaotic, close-quarter gameplay. Treyarch insisted, you know, the majority of Black Ops 6 12-core 6v6 maps at launch are medium-sized maps, and that the 8 maps in the beta, you know, translated smaller in size. So, like, the original maps that, like, came, you know, to the game, like, the West Virginia base map, the train, that weird dome map, and there was one more that I, like, really liked. I kind of forgot what it was, so sorry for you guys who, like, waiting for me to say it. But, it says here, while our selection, you know, of 8 total maps in the beta, you know, trended smaller in size and included some of our strike maps playable 2v2 up to 6v6. We recently shared that the majority of our 12 core, you know, 6v6 maps are launched at medium size. So most of the maps that are going to be in Black Ops 6 are going to be 6v6. What's up, Ash? Welcome back.
Thanks. My son's aggravating.
But what we talked about, we were talking about the maps and stuff. The 8 maps that are being added are going to be a little bit smaller than the other ones.
Really?
Yeah.
And some of them are already kind of small, like the West Virginia. Yeah, one of the West Virginia ones, I can't remember what it's called. The one with the train.
Those maps that came out, those are like medium-sized maps.
Oh.
The ones that are coming out are smaller, you know, size maps. It says here, I'll just go over this again. So we recently shared that majority of our 12 core, you know, 6v6 maps are launched at medium size. So like the ones that were in the beta were medium size maps.
Huh, that's interesting.
It says here, so we're excited about the map variety we've got this year. You know, we always take competitive play into consideration for multiplayer. We're looking forward to unveiling our map selections for CDL and ranked play arriving season 1 in Black Ops 6. Oh, they're doing that season stuff again.
Oh, they will. Because it's extra money for them. The season pass crap.
I hate
Fortnite
that
started that crap, and then everybody else does it.
I mean, I get Fortnite, but Call of Duty? Like, come on.
Yeah, it's stupid. I think it's... They should just drop it.
Yeah, they should. I get it's extra money, but still. There's going to be 16 maps in total at launch.
So, I understand doing the season stuff for Warzone, but not like a main Call of Duty game. Good.
Yeah. But there's 16 maps at launch. So I'm guessing, you know, we only got to play like 4 maps during the beta because we didn't really play much. I'm guessing 8 maps actually came out during the beta.
We just played the early access. We didn't play the open beta because that's when 2K came out.
Yeah. But I'm guessing that's when those 8 maps fully came out. So we didn't get to fully play all those. But there's going to be these 8 other maps that are coming out. So 16 maps in total are going to come out at launch. And, you know, maps will, you know, also, you know, come out each season and stuff it says here as well. So it says here elevating some changes to cover placement across multiple maps, including some of our beta maps, which will... able to share more details closer to launch. I'm gonna name these maps here. So we got a 6v6 map. This is a core map. It's called the Vault or Vault. We got Vortuga. If you guys know what that is, it's from Black Ops 1. It was like the little prison thing in the campaign. We have Payback. It kind of reminds me of it was a multiplayer map in Black Ops 2. It was that little town. I'm trying to think of the name of it. I know what it's called. It's just...
Starts with an S? The one where everybody snipes out that window in that town? Or is it the other one?
I can't think. It's a Black Ops 2 map. It has like, it's like those brick buildings, kind of like has that shows that brick building on like the grayish type. I can't think of it at the.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I know you know what I'm talking about. Just I can't think of the map right now. Maybe it'll come back to me. But we got Red Card. It kind of reminds you of like a Black Ops 3 type of map. Actually, this map does. We have Warhead. This is a 2v2 and 6v6 map. It's called a strike map. It's not a core map. It's a strike map. We got 6v6 Protocol. This looks like an interesting map too. We have Low Town. There's like a whole bunch of water and boats and stuff in this one.
Is it Standoff?
Yeah, Standoff. Yeah, that one.
I was thinking either Standoff or Slums because it has a house too, but I was thinking more Standoff.
Yeah, I just couldn't think of it like at this moment. I was like, I know what it is. And the last map we got here though is Subsonic. It looks like a type of like military base type thing with a crashed jet. But yeah, those are the 8 maps that are coming out. Along with, you know, the other 8 that were in the beta or whatever.
Oh, cool.
But, let me pull up my notes again. I had to get out there. But, I'm going to go over everything. So, like, here's the spawns. As key companion to maps, we want to update you on the spawn system. One of the most important reasons we have a public beta is gathering spawn data. I kind of hated the spawn. Because... You know, people would be right behind you.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's why they, you know.
I kind of like the, I can't remember what game mode it was, but in Call of Duty Mobile, how you always spawned on your side of the map. You remember that?
I mean, back in, like, Black Ops 2, though, you did kind of spawn on your side of the map.
Yeah, but it wasn't on the same side all the time. All the time, you're on your side spawning. I can't remember what the crap it's called, though.
Yeah, I think it's just the regular team deathmatch mode.
No, team deathmatch is more random. I think it's a separate mode, and you're invincible for a short period of time after you spawn, too.
I haven't played Call of Duty Mobile forever.
So. Yeah, it's been a long time since I can't remember what it's called. But
yeah, they made, like, it says, we've already made, you know, big strides in, you know, dialing in spawn logic and identifying and, you know, resolving issues within the system across the game for launch. Many players have noticed improvements in the, you know, spawn logic through weekend 2 of the beta, which me and Ashton didn't play.
Right.
You were playing 2K?
Yeah.
And, you know, as new content comes into the game, you know, we generate even more spawn data. So they just fixed the spawning to where it's better, and you probably won't spawn, you know, right by your enemy like how the beta
did. Like you did, yeah. That's kind of aggravating. You spawn right beside somebody and they shoot you.
You just die. Like, yeah. I hated that. I mean, still, the beta was amazing.
It was so much fun. Yeah, I loved it. But
I did too. But I'm going to go over performance now. Our beta was, you know, immensely helpful in identifying and resolving some performance-related issues over the course of the beta. We identified several areas where, you know, impacting in-game performances. Some areas we've made progress in performance, including general, you know, script errors, addressing issues related to our in-game user interface, as well as overall improvements and fixes to our asset streaming. A smooth game performance is paramount, you know, to the player experience, and we've been able to chase down the source of in-game hitching. So just fix like all the like gameplay type bugs for the performance issues and stuff. So like no stuttering and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Frame drops, etc.
It wasn't even that bad though. Like when we played,
it really wasn't. Especially even for my PC, like I ran it fine.
Surprising.
So they changed stuff on the weapons too, like the headshot damage and bullet penetration, stuff like that.
They nerfed the jackal.
I know.
Stupid. I love that gun so much. Dude, it was an SMG, but you could hit people from across the stinking map with it.
I mean, honestly, it was kind of balanced.
It was, because
there were barely any guns like in the game, so you know, people were just using that. Just use that if you want
to. Yeah, if you have a problem with it, just use that.
Or snipers, like if you want like snipers,
yeah. You couldn't, like, if you couldn't aim, then you couldn't hit them from across the map. But if you could aim, like we can, you can hit them from across the map.
It was good.
It was so good. Holy crap, I love that gun. That was the best SMG I think I've ever used in my life. And I like the HMR from Modern Warfare 3, because I used it on Warzone Mobile. I like it. But I think the Jackal, I think it was PDW or something like that. It's so much better.
Yeah, it's really good. But, you know, the headshot damage it says here, we are, you know, so excited for players to see our new weapons in the hands of players. What the crap? That's a little bit weird wording there. This is it. And are grateful to have plenty of data and feedback in process. We've looked at, you know, balance updates for launch, you know, like
nerfing the Jackal.
Stupid.
You know, a common piece of feedback we saw was that low headshot damage reduced to impact, you know, skillful play. So they lowered the headshot damage, I'm guessing, what it just said.
Probably, because
yeah,
they shouldn't though. Like, I think everything was fine.
Everything was
like everything
perfect.
Was balanced. Like, everybody could get kills. You didn't have to be very, very good at the game to get kills. Like, you didn't have to put a whole clip into somebody to get a kill. Like, you do some
thing, like wall bangs and stuff they fixed too.
Oh, I got so many grenade kills.
I did too. So like, that dome map, you just throw it right into that dome.
Yeah. Like, just any of them, though. You just throw it up in the air and you just
the kill.
I love it. It was so much fun.
It's probably why they fixed the spawn.
You remind me of Black Ops 2 days. Like, you used to be able to do that crap in Black Ops 2, just throw a grenade across the map and kill somebody.
Or Syntax that sticks through a head or something. Yeah. But it says here, bullet penetration is another system that we will be improving for launch. You know, in general, players have noticed fewer extreme cases of bullets doing too far much damage through certain surfaces, like wall banks, you know, while also not penetrating as expected through others. Those pesky snipers behind the radar dish, that's good.
Snipers are always kind of aggravating, though.
Yeah, you're always going to have those people camping in a window or something, you know.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
But it says here, we got also stuff more to come. Also, and of course, we continue to review data and feedback regarding general weapon feel and tuning.
You know, you had to nerf the Jackal.
Stupid. Such a good gun.
I know.
Hopefully they didn't ruin it. Like, hopefully we can still use it. We don't have to switch guns, but...
But yeah, they're always going to keep tabs on overall weapon class balance in context of their entire map pool. Specific changes coming to launch include, you know, improvements in fluidity of, you know, sniper ADSing. So, you know, it's more fluid.
Yeah.
Smoother, I guess. You know, the improved fluidity, you know, when swapping weapons during sprint and tactical sprint were, you know... This is, we're excited about that one. So yeah, they just made a whole bunch of stuff like smoother and stuff.
The movement's reduction already of pretty weapon, good.
Yeah, reduction of weapon motion during crouch transitions, so your gun doesn't move as much whenever you crouch. Small lift to shotguns and targeted adjustments across all weapons to keep SMGs from overperforming. You know. Relative
Stupid.
To other classes. Stupid. So, yeah. Small lift of shotguns made shotguns better.
Why? They were fine in that stupid beta. They were fine. Every time you go around a corner, somebody was shotgunning your hind end.
Damn, right in the face.
No, they shouldn't lift crap. They should lift the Jackals that they should lift.
Yeah. But it says here we're working towards, you know, every point in our live seasons, you know, we'll be sharing specific details, about, you know, bouncing guns and stuff. So, yeah, movement, we were blown away, you know, all the beta clips, gameplay clips, and Omni movement highlights. I got so many nice kills with that Omni movement. Like, you know, like, dive into the side.
I love that so much.
I know, it's so nice.
As long as you don't dive off the building in Skyline.
I did that like twice.
I think I did it once. But you've seen people do it all the time. Like you just see somebody jumping off the side.
Like they were jumping off that railing. They were just. I did that like twice. That was
funny.
But yeah, they just fixed the, you know, animations and it's more fluid and stuff. And they says here, they ability throughout, we identified several improvements for our third person animation across slide, dive, jump, and, you know, spoon prone. Our goal is to see what you see in first person is, you know, representative of what others see in third person. So you can see more in third person, obviously.
Yeah.
I never got this. I didn't know. Could you just switch in game with the third person?
I don't think it was in the beta. Was it?
I don't know.
I didn't see an option for it.
I didn't see an option for it at all. I would have, you know, tried it out.
I would have tried. I wouldn't have used it because it sounds weird as crap. But
they adjusted like the slides, you know, for improved predictability and, you know, to be smoother. So, no more jumping out the window.
Man, probably still will be.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be. But, you know, during the weekend two of the beta, we increased the time before you could enter a spoon during a slide. In a further, you know, assessment based on your feedback, we reduced that time to find a nice middle ground between where we were in beta weekend one and two. They reduced the minimum time to slide after sprinting, you know, to prevent accidental crouching. Know when you're intended to slide, also known as a dead slide. So
I never had that issue.
I didn't
accidentally
either,
crouching when I meant to slide or dive.
I didn't either. Just hold the button.
You just got to be moving. You just got to be moving when you want to slide.
Don't like barely.
You gotta sprint. Stick, like, you gotta sprint to slide.
Yeah, I know. How do you have trouble with that?
Noobs, I guess.
They increased the slide speed and slight reduction to the maximum slide duration, so the slide doesn't last as long, but they upped the speed. So it kind of evens out.
Yeah.
That.
Like, I thought all that was fine. Like,
everything, like, all the movement stuff was fine.
I thought it was fine. Perfect. Like, I had zero issues with any of it.
And
even getting kills with that movement, like, you could still, it wasn't too OP that you couldn't kill somebody. Like, I got plenty of kills while they were diving to the side, diving back, whatever. Flying, whatever. Like, it wasn't OP or anything.
You could easily predict what they're doing. If you see the slight movement, you can predict, like, what they're going to do. Like,
yeah, like,
It's not hard.
No, just people trash.
But yeah, they just like changed a whole bunch of stuff for the Onyu movement and stuff.
Hopefully they didn't ruin it. Like, I don't think they would. But
okay, so they changed the winner circle stuff to where it shows like the three people or whatever, you know, on the thing. They shortened the overall rotation of the winner circle. They, you know, kind of stopped emote spamming. They improved the usability of the emote wheel, and they improved the
I will say, like, the emote wheel, when you're in the winner circle, you're the top three. That was kind of, I mean, you could do it, but it was kind of weird how they had it set up.
Yeah. I didn't even use it, because I was only up there a few times. But
I thought there were a few times. But
lost a few times.
Yeah, we got more wins than we got lost, though. Like,
yeah, we did.
And I never went negative on a KD. Never.
I went negative once. A single time.
Yeah, I never.
And you guys weren't playing with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just left. I was like, tired. But they fixed the kill counter. It says, by popular demand, we added a kill counter to your HUD. Oh, they added a kill counter.
Oh, so nice. You so you can always check. See... You don't have to hit the map, whatever crap, the back button, whatever crap they call it now.
So it says here, you know, the counter to your HUD that will track your progress towards kill streak medals and including those who are chasing the coveted nuclear medal and nuke score streak. It'll be difficult to get a nuke in Black Ops 6. I mean, I know people have already done it, obviously, but it's more difficult, I'm pretty sure. Especially with the spawn rates and stuff, how they were.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know it's difficult in Warzone, so I can imagine, like, in just a multiplayer game, it'd be hard as crap.
Yeah. They also fixed the camera motion. It says here, we are reducing overall camera motion on sprint, tack sprint, and sliding. So the camera doesn't move, like, all over the place, like how it did whenever, like, it did that little jiggle or whatever.
Right. Which is like that. Like, I didn't even have issues with that, I guess.
Yeah. People just, like, complain over the littlest things for, like, no reason.
Yeah.
Kill order, though. They increased kills as HVT team score to 3. They reduced HVT survival score to 20. Increased score limit to 150. HVT will no longer drop their pistol when they are eliminated. They improve notifications when players is selected as the HVT. Isn't that that game mode?
Where you protect whoever's it or whatever.
That was like the last game mode we played on Black Ops 6.
Yeah.
I like that. That was fun.
It wasn't bad. Kill order. That's what it was called. Kill order.
Yeah, kill order. So yeah. It does say like the kill stuff. Yeah, kill order. Sleeper agents. They remove the time added when earning eliminations while sleeper agent is active. Did we play during that?
I don't think so.
I guess that's a different game mode.
I think they might have been on the open beta because I don't remember seeing it.
Maybe.
The only other mode besides Team Deathmatch I've seen was Kill Order, I believe. Well, I mean, of course, like, domination crap, like, hard point, but...
Yeah. But the equipment here, the stim shot has been changed from inventory-based to cooldown-based by default. Stim shot. A quartermaster strategist will, you know, decrease the cooldown time. So you have to have a certain perk.
Oh, I use stim shot.
Yeah.
Heal yourself.
Yeah. you get damaged and there's another person coming, you gotta pop that stim. Yeah.
It saved my life a lot. Like, if I was in a fight,
that's why I used to use it in Warzone all the time.
Yeah, if I was in a fight, I'd go around the corner, pop back, come back out and kill him. Like,
yeah. It's
saved my life a lot.
Especially in multiplayer.
Yeah. You know,
but I got here also, you know, they resolved an issue where the combat axe would not deal lethal damage at round start. It wouldn't be a Black Ops game if you couldn't hit those across map tomahawks. So they literally just
made it better.
Yeah, made it better. Increased the damage.
They made that better, but they won't fix it. They won't leave the jackal.
Oh, no. Yeah, let me just throw tomahawk.
Tomahawks aggravate crap out of me more than a jackal would or the frag grenades.
I don't know. But here's perks. After, you know, assessing perk data from our time with the beta, we've made a few updates, you know, to ensure, you know, compelling decisions are being made. Again, there's nothing wrong with the perks in any way. Assassin, Enforcer, and Bruiser Enforcer, they were moved from perk 1 to perk 2. What's the point in moving them?
I don't know.
It says here, Dexertini Enforcer and Gung Ho Enforcer moved to perk 2 to perk 1. So they just swapped them. That's what they did. But I don't get the point.
What? What's the change?
So the last thing here is the RCXD controls. I didn't die. I'm proud of myself. I didn't die a single time to an RCXD.
I did a couple times, but I killed way more people with one than I died with one.
I never used one, actually. Because I never
didn't use your kill streaks? Perk.
I never do it. Like, I never pay attention. I just kill.
Yeah.
But they updated to the classic Black Ops view-based control by default. With an option to switch to gas/brake control, you know, on the controller. They detonate swapped from, you know, R2 to R1, so accidental mistakes aren't made. So instead of it being the trigger, it's the bumper now. I mean, that's not a bad change, though. Because, you know, just in case you accidentally hit it, I mean...
Yeah.
Obviously, your fingers are on the triggers, and not the... Unless if you...
Well, and then it's a vehicle, so you're used to vehicles being the trigger for gas.
Yeah,
and so then the, if, like, you accidentally detonated,
boom, you just wasted your kill streak. So, yeah. But yeah, that is all I have. That is a lot.
That is a lot.
I can't wait for this game. A month so from now.
Yeah,
I really can't wait.
We're already at 31 minutes.
Heck, go on. Hey, I ain't complaining.
Nah. All right, we'll just go ahead and get into the next one. Intel has been eliminated from PC graphics card competition, I guess.
Seen this, I thought of you. I was like, Ashton don't like this.
screw Intel. Next, they'll be eliminated from the CPUs.
Yeah.
Which, really, you think about it, like, you don't hear anybody say, oh, I got an Intel graphics card.
Yeah, you hear them say, like, Radeon or something like that.
And
like,
they either got an AMD or an NVIDIA, pretty much. Yeah. Everybody you talk to.
Yeah.
Unless they have just integrated graphics through Intel, which is, means their CPU has a built-in graphics card, which most do. Yeah. Like, most CPUs have a built-in graphics
that's
card.
That's why, like, every PC that I've looked at, I don't want Intel. Like,
no.
I don't know, like...
I don't like, they're just lazy. I like, if I'm going to get a CPU in one, I'm getting AMD. If I get a graphics card, I either want AMD or NVIDIA. Yeah, I have an AMD right now.
Those are, I mean, NVIDIA is really good. Like, they're top tier. Like, those are for the more expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely want a dedicated graphics card instead of integrated graphics.
Yeah. But I got here, Intel may still be, you know, a dominant player in PC gaming since it sells a majority of all PC processors. But those chips have, you know, integrated graphics built them to. But as far as, you know, processors and those chips. Oh, wait, I just read the same thing. Oh, my Lord. But as far as processors, it's, you know. Presence in, you know, disk rate graphics is concerned. Intel's time has seemingly come to an end. I don't know why my text is like really small here. That's why I'm struggling. According to analyst firm John Petty. Nice. Research shipments and PC graphics cards increased to 9.5 million units in the second quarter of this year, up 9% from the first quarter. It's a surprising find since, you know, the 10-year average shows a 7.1% dip during the second quarter. So normally, you know, the second quarter is lower.
Right, but it's up 9%.
Yeah, so... It says here, JPR attributed to gain the first quarter launch of new cards. The more interesting story, though, is it continues to be the ongoing war between AMD, NVIDIA, and Intel in the discrete graphics card market. Obviously, we know which two are the best.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Says here, and in this war, one company has been forced out, with Intel now controlling exactly 0% of the PC graphics card market. That is rough.
Yeah.
Isn't Intel like the original, like...
They made everything. Yeah. Like, they made graphics cards, they made CPU chips, they made everything.
Yeah, they made everything back then. But now they just fell off. They're trash.
Well, they used to make the chips for... Apple laptops too, and then Apple dropped them to, they made their own chips, the Apple Silicon. So like Intel, everybody's tired of their lazy crap.
Yeah. But it says here, that drop actually occurred around the beginning of the year, reports JPR, after, you know, failing from the minuscule 2% a year ago. So they dropped 2% just a year ago, and that, you know, just says here, that makes the PC graphic card market a two-horse race. Barely, NVIDIA holds such a commanding share of its market, 88%. See, obviously, you know, more people have NVIDIA graphics card and stuff, but, you know, AMD is, you know.
NVIDIA's been doing it longer than AMD, too, so that's why more people prefer. Honestly, I've never had an NVIDIA graphics card.
Yeah. Your, like, PC now doesn't have one.
Like, no, and the RG Ally has an AMD graphics card.
Yeah. My friend has an NVIDIA one. It's nice.
Colin's PC has NVIDIA. Like, it's fine. Like, they're good. But I just went with AMD because I know they're a good brand, too. The Radeon.
But, yeah. So, Intel holds a total of 0%. And, You know, AMD has a total of 12% of the PC graphics cards in the market that, you know, NVIDIA doesn't control.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Really all I have on
that. Yeah, screw into lazy high end.
Yeah, into
that's lazy. What they get. Releasing the same crap pretty much under a different name. Like, that's.
I know.
Stupid.
Like the same.
Stupid. That's what you get.
Error.
But, guys, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our podcast, Discord, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everything but Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. Rylan, yep. Do you have anything?
Nope. Join our Discord, though. Say it every time, every episode.
Nobody
I've been saying
joins.
It since the beginning of, like, this year.
Nobody joins.
Pretty sure.
Nobody has joined.
I'll have my dog attack you. She's in the floor rolling around. I'll have her attack you.
She's like...
She's scary.
She's like 10. She's old. Crap.
She's scary. But yeah, just join our Discord, follow our socials. If you want merch, Ashton told you all the merch stuff. Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. And yeah.
Alright. Thanks for listening. Catch you in the next episode.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.